I want to speak a little bit about, since it's Shushan Purim Katan, a little bit about leap year, and admit a mistake that I made for years and years and years, which I just discovered 2 days ago. I'm glad Rafi walked this walk in, because it's no gayer to him and to me, and I've been looking hard to see that it wasn't such a mistake, but it was a mistake, and I'm going to have to... The thing is like this. What do you do with a yahrzeit during when there's two Adars? So the halacha is like this. Let's see the part that's not a problem. If the person was nifter in a leap year, and now it's a leap year, so then you make the yahrzeit on the day that the person was nifter. Now, he was nifter other aleph, the yahrzeit is other aleph. He was nifter other beis, the yahrzeit is other beis. If the person was nifter in a leap year, and now it's a regular year, that is obviously whatever day in Adar he was nifter, other aleph, all other beis, you keep the yahrzeit in the other, the only other that there is. Those are clear, and that's no problem. Problem is the other way around. Somebody was nifter in a regular year. So, and now there's two Adars. So what do you do? So first let me tell you what I've told people in the past, and it was mistaken. I told people in the past is that the Iker is the second Adar. And that's when you should say Kaddish, and that's when you should say Mishnayis or whatever. And however, there's an Inyan to do both Adars, if it's possible. And but the first Adar is not the Iker, the second one is the Iker. Okay. That's wrong. That's good for Sfardim, but it's not good for Ashkenazi. The Shulchan Aruch Taka says that the Iker is the second Adar, and that's when you should make the yahrzeit, the second Adar, everything. The Ramah says, there are those who say that the first Adar is the Iker, and that is the Minig, and even though it's preferable to do both. Okay. Lemaisa, there's a Chassam Sofer. This is why I made the mistake. But the Chassam Sofer says, not like the Ramah, that the Iker is the second Adar, but Lemaisa, the Chassam Sofer, is only talking about fasting on the yahrzeit. That if you fast on the yahrzeit, you should fast the second Adar. But the Chassam Sofer does not talk a mention the other thing, saying Kaddish and whatever. It seems like the Chassam Sofer also agrees that for Ashkenazim, at least, the Iker is the first Adar. So, and lahalacha lemaisa comes out like this. This is what should be. A person who's an Ashkenazi, okay, and that's what we're talking about here, in a situation where somebody was nifter in a regular Adar, and now it's a leap year. So he should keep the first Adar for sure, right? However, even there, he's not docha other chiyuvim, because it's misafik. Because not sure, could be that the second Adar is the Iker, he's not doch anybody. And therefore, a Chiyuv says, maybe your yahrzeit is the second Adar, not the first one, so I come first. When it comes to the second Adar, you can tell him the same thing, maybe your Chiyuv is the Iker, is the first one. So either one, he's not Madche Chiyuvim, but he should keep both Adars, but if he can't keep both Adars, the first one is the Iker. On the other hand, when it comes to fasting, so if you can fast both times, if you don't really fast on the yahrzeit of a parent, then you should fast both Adars. If you can't, then the Chassam Sofer Sofer says the fasting should be the second one, even though for other things the Iker is the first one. And yeah, that's pretty much. And Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable to do both for everything. But if you didn't, then the one that is the Iker for you will be the first one you did the first year of the yahrzeit. Whichever one you decided, right, the first Adar or the second Adar, you should do that from then on and make that the Iker one that you fast, first or second. But L'chatchil, you should do both. And according to Chassam Sofer, if you can't do both, then the first year Adar is the Iker should be the, what's it called, the second Adar. Okay.
It's fascinating. Community with one shul in one place that the guy davens, he can never say kaddish in a leap year.
He can if there's no other chiyuvim.
And if there are chiyuvim, then he's not allowed.
Then he just doesn't get a kedima, but he gets like anybody else. He doesn't take over for the what's it called? Enochanel. According to that, he doesn't.
It would be better for him to daven and let the regular avil take a kaddish in that one time.
No, because the avil takes precedence over a person who's not a clear, is only a suffix yortzeit. If the avil wants to give it up, he can give it up.
But then both of them are suffix.
Why is the other?
The other Rishon and the other Sheni is a suffix.
Right, exactly. That's what we're saying. Yeah, and the Chalav. You can't be mad for either one.
Why should we consider it a suffix?
Because we're not sure which of there is the Yikr. So, Nele, sure you don't have two yard sites. You're keeping the Chumra because we're not sure which one is the Yikr.
Okay, because they're different Shittas, but.
Right.
But
so it's a suffix within. You can't say, I hold like this sheet, because the other guy could say, I hold like the other sheet.
We can make a minhag, we have one shul, and one halacha, one rav, and one more daf, so we can make a minhag, that in our community, this other, everybody that has the
Maybe
that is both.
Doesn't sound right.
I don't know if you can make real. According to the Ramah, the first one is the Iker, and the first one he has a chiyu vada, and the second one he has no chiyu at all, nothing.
We can make it like that. Otherwise, you guys always have like, you never take out in that year.
He could say Kaddish, just not. He doesn't have the zechuyos of a regular yortzeit to push away everybody. But everybody has some zechus, so he has zechus of one Kaddish.
Well,
what?
It might not always be something available.
Yeah,
I hear.
He doesn't take kedima. Well, we'll see. But anyway, I'm not sure. Again, according to the Ramah, the first adar is the one, the ikar, and that's when he has the. The thing, according to the Shulchan Aruch by Sfaradim, the second is the Iker. But Lamaisa, since there's two different sheetahs, better to do both, and neither one is clear which one is the Iker. So Mela, then all the other Avelim can push him away from both sides.
So this year, in the case of Rafi that you mentioned, since Mordasker passing otherwise in the first Adar, he is a few on the second Adar.
No, since made a mistake, so he has Tainas on the roof.
According to the Ramada.
When the second Adar will come, he thought that that was going to be the Iker one, and he'd have a, and Maisa, he doesn't. And he should have taken that opportunity, the first one, but even the first one, like we said, not so pashut. So it didn't really cause, I have the same things, because I have also Zayin Adar. So it's not just him, it also affected myself. So he can't have that much time, so it's affected myself too. Yeah.
What's the whole idea behind this halacha? Because the ma'isa, the first adar is the real, is the second one is the added one.
That's machlokas, which is the added one. That's machlokas in the Gemara in the Dari, right? That's machlokas amorai. Whether which adar is the ikar one? How to learn that sugi is the thing. It's not pashut that the second adar is the added one. Yeah.
Becomes
permits
for the
mitzvah
is in the second one.
Right. Gabi birthday, it's always the second one.
Why
your side can be different.
Why doesn't it have a kibbutz already in the first one?
Well,
the commitment would be the Gabi tefillin, for example.
Yeah. Because the Gabi birthdays, why do we consider a dafka the second one, the Gabi the birthday, as opposed to a yard side is different? I'm not sure.
Because if he's not bar mitzvah, he can't get an aliyah.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's according to the sheikh, he's not bar mitzvah, he can't get the aliyah.
No, I understand that.
But what about tefillin?
Yeah, but what about tefillin?
What if it falls out on lamed adar aleph?
But they put on the day, they don't fall
for it.
I know that Matthew Kotzreitz, they said that certain things are the first adar and the similar and the second adar.
That was in Kiflin.
I understand. I'm saying technically,
you might say,
I'm saying that that's what they said. That's the reason why. Or that that way that we help you remember.
Yeah, there are two sheetahs that hold the Shlus Yaakov and the Marash HaLevi that you can become bar mitzvah also the first Adar. But the Maish HaLocha is not like that. The Halacha is, even according to Ramah, that the birthday goes after, and he brings down here in the notes, Taka, that what's it called, Legabi Lechumra, there's a sheetah that holds that you should be Machmer Legabi Lechumras, like putting on tefillin or whatever could be from the first Adar. But the Maisa Lechumre doesn't become bar mitzvah until afterwards. But the minig is not right. The minig is to make the birthday be Iker on the second Adar. Probably because that is the Chumre. You don't go for each separate thing, but the Chumre over here is not to be bar mitzvah until the second Adar.
The Chumre is clear for
for mitzvahs. Yeah, like
to be choshish.
Yeah.
What about also if he's born in a leap year, in the first Adar?
What?
If he's born in a leap year.
No, that born in a leap year, then his bar mitzvah is in a leap year.
As
and
if he was
same
born.
Thing. Right.
In other words, Adar Aleph, Adar Aleph.
That's for sure.
And what's the logic of the Chasam Sofer?
The logic that Puranios, you're not Machdim, but you're Machdim. That's a special thing by the Tainis.
Why is that considered Puranios?
To fast on the yard side is Puranios. The reason you fast on the yard side is because it's a Yom. That's all for Puranios, for that family, for that person.
So because it's the suffix of the Purim, and because the suffix...
No, in Purim, though, Purim is clear, the Gemara says, that Purim is the second one. Because, what's it called, you always need the other next to Nisan for Kriyas HaMegillah and for those halachas. But there are, right, but since there is something to the first other too, so we don't say Tachnun, there's an Indian to be Marba Besuda on Purim and Shushan Purim, Katan. And to what's it called, there's even a sheet that you have to send Shalach Momus.